Note to the reader. I thank Steve Guest for his foreword, but that, in a sense, is the least of my reasons for acknowledging Steve's contribution, not only to this booklet, but to much, much more in my understanding and appreciation of the believer's life in Christ in the New Covenant, both individually and corporately. I am pleased to express my gratitude here. This booklet's gestation has been convoluted. I have been working on a manuscript to respond to a recent book which advocates relationship evangelism, or deeds ministry evangelism, with the aim of churchifying the unchurched in order to get them involved in a process that it is hoped will lead to what exactly? That, indeed, is the question. Putting that to one side for my purpose in this booklet, though, as I say, it is the root issue which must be faced, in writing my book I saw that it was necessary to examine Paul's preaching at Athens, Acts 17. The result of this examination led to an appendix in my manuscript. Then, after slightly editing that piece, I published it as an article, addressing unbelievers, compliment or confront, learning from Paul's address at the Areopagus. In order to make this more permanent, and with the hope of giving the material wider distribution, I now publish it, once again slightly edited, as this booklet. Let me make my motive clear. I am not engaged in some kind of theological chess game. I am convinced that this tiny work deals with, or, speaking more precisely, begins to deal with, a massive issue. Getting it wrong leads to dire consequences, dire both now and, of even greater importance, in eternity.